Okay, so let me change it. Let me pivot.
I didn't get to necessarily.
I'm gonna let you finish, Kyle.
But I gotta let Joe finish, Kyle. First, Kyle.
But I want Kevin's opinion.
Joe, Kevin.
Wait.
Joe,
Kevin. Or Kevin? Which who?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sit Suck. My name is Kendrick, and
I'm Kyle.
A theremin now.
And I'm not a theremin anymore.
And I'm Joe, and I'm excited because I want to hear the theremin that Kendrick owns.
And I'm Kevin. Oh, yeah, I played it, and it's fantastic.
He did play the theremin. He got to touch it and not touch it, both.
I am green with jealous rage.
You should come into the office more often.
I should.
Kyle, you should boomerang it to rejoin our company. You can touch my theremin.
I'm scared to rejoin Conga.
Just come back.
It has a long pole.
Just come back to the office. We'll let you in the side door.
I said, Amy, when can I come eat lunch with you guys again? And she said, and then went left.
She just left.
She gets up and walks away.
I don't know. She said something about she wasn't sure if people can come to the office yet or not. So
we're technically not supposed to have visitors, I think, still, but they haven't really changed the rules. But no one's honoring them.
No one
has brought their like significant other or kids in at all.
Oh, lots of people have. Yeah.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
There's children all over the place.
Why don't one of you guys invite me and I'll just meet you for lunch and she'll be like, oh, cool.
Well, I don't want to take that liability on.
This is an open invitation from me inviting.
You can't have an open invitation to your place of work. It's like, just come to my school with a gun. It doesn't matter.
No, that is not even remotely the fucking same.
Colorado's a concealed carry state. You don't have a thing on your door, we're fine.
Actually, a thing on the door doesn't stop you either.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke.
Laws.
Anywho, I'm not prepared to violate the rules that bad, even if they don't enforce them, but I am advocating for them to rescind,
violate the
sanctity
of the Conga
headquarters. They literally just had us and like 60 other strangers all get nut to butt so we could take a fucking photograph.
Those weren't strangers, those were Conga employees.
Did you guys have
they
the
are
human
strangers
centipede
to
in
me.
That photo? Did they like do like yes. a panoramic around the building?
Yeah, there was a lot of awkward sewing really quickly.
That's what you get for not reading your employee contracts close enough.
Although they did have a hiring event this week, so like I feel like or last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that certainly had some randos. As
far
as
fuck
I know.
You spouses.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into it. I'll get back to you, Kyle. Maybe I'll invite you over for a lunchy poo. You can certainly meet us outside for lunch.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Is like, you just tell me what there is. I'll be like, can you get some fries? And I'll meet you.
The joke I was trying to make is because I'm almost never in the fucking office. So me inviting you to the office would be fucking hilarious.
It's like Joe inviting you to my house. Yeah.
You could come over anytime.
No, the only reason...
Yeah,
come over to Kendrick's house whenever you want.
But, like, I already know I can do that, so you doing that is, like, different because I don't know that I can come to combat.
Well, so the main reason is I hate eating outside, so I don't really want to eat with you out there.
You don't want to, like, sweat while you eat, you know?
I don't like to sweat while I eat. I don't like bird shit and dust in my food, and I don't like having chased napkins around. I don't know why people like eating outside. I think it's a sign of mental illness.
Chew all the birds out of your house or something?
Like there's an idea of
no, but they don't.
Like
they know better than to shit on my food.
Really?
Yeah, they better, or else they're gonna be dead birds.
Dead birds.
They're gonna be the food.
There's an idea of like, you know, like picnics are fun, and then when you actually go to eat outside, that actually does happen. You're like, I'm being eaten alive by mosquitoes and.
Yeah,
the wind
see,
is
this
blowing
is my
too
thing.
High.
Okay,
and,
I'm on this.
Sits
I'm getting on the soapbox.
Just eat my shit.
When was the last time anyone here was on a picnic? Who's the last time you went to a picnic with?
It was about a year ago.
I think the last time
I ate
outside was when I was hiking, and
it was
that
fun.
Was like, yeah,
It's like
was it better or worse than sitting at a table and eating like an adult?
Yeah, there's that.
I think that what I pack for a picnic is usually different enough that it's not really like I don't know. Like, I don't eat the stuff that I eat on a picnic normally. Like, I'm not a huge, like, sandwich person. But we always pack sandwiches. So it's got some, like, nostalgia to it. And
you're
that's the only thing that
eating,
makes it
like,
better.
Eating, like, steak and lobster tail out on the porch, right?
Okay, so let me change it.
Not?
Let me pivot.
Well, hang on,
let me pivot.
Let me address. I didn't get to necessarily.
Wait, I'm going to let you finish. Just let me do
that. I'm going to let you finish, Kyle. I'm going to let you finish, Kyle. But I got to let Joe finish, Kyle. First, Kyle.
But I want Kevin's opinion.
Joe, Kevin.
Wait,
Joe,
Kevin.
Or Kevin? Which who?
Who has the talking stick?
Okay,
I always have the talking stick because I edit it.
You can't just hold your penis and call it.
You, we told you
stick.
You got to stop calling that your dick. Okay, yeah, we got that.
Nope.
I was just gonna say my slate is slightly different because we take Darius to go to there, and we usually go near a playground. So there's a different experience of, it's not so much the picnic as the eating of the food, as more as we're going out to like play.
And okay, like, I got too bombastic with the picnic. I rescind my remarks about picnics. Fucking... I instead would like to issue this. When was the last time you opted to sit outside at a restaurant versus inside?
That's COVID a bad question times. Too, because I was with a lot of people that wanted to eat outside because of
yeah,
COVID.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, was it better?
I don't know if it was better or worse. The last time I ate outside was after... it was worse the last time because we were in the fucking blazing sun and it was terrible. But I did eat outside at Busaba one time and it was delightful because there was an umbrella over our table.
Oh. It was almost as good as being inside.
But I liked the fresh air of cars driving by.
Yeah, and motorcycles revving their engines to remind us of their tiny penises.
So tiny.
Oh, man, so tiny. This guy this morning had the tiniest, but I can go over that later. We're talking about eating outside.
You can go now.
We have the tiny penis racers on Federal. They just tiny penis race up and down the Federal all night long.
This guy was the absolute worst. He must have been like on a way to
Tiny penis circle jerk with tweezers.
He just had this big old lifted diesel truck with like all the towing equipment and everything, but you could tell that the truck was not meant for that. And he was just like weaving in and out of traffic, not using a blinker. He cut off a garbage truck at an intersection at one time.
Nice.
And I was just like,
classy.
And it was in the middle of like driving to work time, so he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
At one point, he swerved off the edge of the road to look ahead to see like why the traffic's going so slow.
It's because it's
that's so
it's
much more
hour.
Than a tiny.
It's
penis,
your
though.
Fault.
That's like
that's your
he's
fault.
He's like a tiny penis inside of an asshole.
Yeah.
Or something.
It was. Yeah. It was
just
bad.
Like, but it's his own, so it's this weird. Tiny penis.
Mobius. He's like phallically Ouroborosing himself.
Tiny penis Ouroboros is definitely maybe not a band name. No, that's a band name.
It's something.
Tiny penis Ouroboros.
Tiny penis Ouroboros.
Yeah, no, he just you could tell, and he kept revving it up and like splashing diesel guts all over cars next to him, and it just the vibes. I was laughing all the way to work. It pissed me off a little bit, asshole. But then I got to play with the magical. Tone device, and that made
that
my morning.
What? Tell me the story about you guys just randomly having a theremin at the office.
So I've reached an economic place where I shop for stuff when I'm feeling stressed or happy, and the difference is now I buy the stuff. So I decided it would be really funny, and like. I already kind of sprung the surprise on the people, so it's fun. So I'm just going to tell you all about it. But basically, I thought it'd be really funny to get a theremin set up so I could sit there and while people are coming in, just kind of stick my hand over and start making weird space sounds while they're trying to ask me questions. And I'd be like, uh-huh, what was that? I'm sorry, what would you say? Hopefully that got recorded because it did not transmit. But like that whole like, and they're trying to pay attention to me and I'm trying to listen to them, but I'm also making weird space sounds with my hands. And I thought about this. I thought it'd be funny. And I texted one of the guys I work with who's a musician. And I said, with this, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, should I do this? And he gets back to me the next day. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was sick. I was passed out. But 8. And I'm like, good enough for me. And so Bobby said to do it. That's to Kipnik. We'll go ahead and post a shout out to them in the end. It's a great Denver area band. And so I ordered one. I ordered a Moog Theremini, which is a self-contained digital unit that simulates a real theremin, but isn't, I think, technically an actual theremin because the real ones are a lot simpler circuit, but also kind of dangerous. So this one is basically a box, a very cool space-age looking box with a rod of metal coming up and a loop of metal coming off the side. And once you calibrate it, the closer your hand gets to the rod of metal, it increases in pitch. And the further away your hand gets from the loop of metal, the higher in volume it gets. And so you can make it make cool space sounds.
So it's the instrument that is actually famous for most old like B movie era, like sci-fi and horror.
Spoopy.
It's like how they fucking made sound effects and music.
It's
like, oh,
so
you need a creepy nose because it sounds
thing?
Eerie.
Like, have you sat there while someone is like talking to you and theremin them away?
Yes, I accidentally did once. I didn't theremin them away, but I just had them come in while I played the theremin, and I just maintained eye contact. I did that to Kevin very briefly, but he was so excited about the thing, it didn't work. And then Bobby was also excited, so it didn't work, but I did accidentally forget it was there when my old boss's boss came in, and so she was talking to me, and I kind of walked towards it and forgot it went off, and she looked at me, and I was like, oh, I have a theremin now. And, she looked at me like, of course you fucking do. Like, fine.
I know who you're talking about, and it made me laugh that that person.
That's fantastic.
Looking at you like, are you fucking... I
have a theremin now.
Have we started paying you too much money? Are you Elon Musking right now?
It's funny too, because it gets messed with electronics, and that room is full of laptops and monitors and TVs and everything else. And
does it fuck with stuff like that?
I think
it doesn't fuck with them. They fuck with it.
Oh.
So like, I had to calibrate it pretty insensitively, because otherwise I put my laptop down and I opened it up and it started going, it's like, oh, right, magnetic waves and shit.
All the rooms are full. You can't have like a theremin scrum room.
Oh, I have my room to myself, but it's full of shit. Any object that's...
Do you have an office,
even,
or do
slightly,
you just have a scrum room?
I have a scrum room that no one else goes into. There's six guys that are supposed to be in it. None of them come
in.
Did
you fart too much and now it's like your space?
Maybe.
You're like hoarding dragon farts.
Finally filled the room with farts.
You created your own kind of vampire barrier where like people have to be invited in, or it's really energy. It like takes a lot of soul energy for them to push through your fart with the door.
Don't you walk through my farts. Got to show some respect. No, I just, I can give you the list of names. I won't do it on the podcast, but none of them. One of them sat in there once, and then never... He worked from home since. Two of them just didn't acknowledge that they're supposed to be in there because the person who told them isn't their boss or in their org, so they just still sit where they were before. And the other two never come into the office, so...
I just imagine that your fart room has, like, old-timey scuba suits outside of it, and, like, there's an oxygen supply, like, leading to the door. And so, like, to prank people while they're in there, you step on the tube. And, like,
no, what's actually... What's actually funny is it's like the least... I have a door to the outside, and people will occasionally just walk through my office. I'm like, hey, how's it going?
That's right. Oh, you moved to that office.
I moved to that shortly before lockdown, and then I stayed there because no one told me to move. And then, I took Aram's hammock. I'll just say his name on here. And put it in there because he's supposed to be in there with me, but he hasn't come in, so I have a hammock.
I still have a sweater.
And a theremin. Yeah. I've got a hammock and a theremin, and I've got some Nerf guns, and there are horses. Oh, I got a little carrier pack of Glencairn glasses and a selection of whiskeys in my drawer.
You better be careful, because if your office is like has like such a higher like ratio of like Google type office to the rest of the office, they can start cutting features from the rest of the office because they're like, oh, our quota for culture,
cool
life
shit.
Culture is all in Kendrick's office. He's got him.
No,
because
I don't even have that. Yeah, it's not. I haven't have it maxed out. I just have the biggest office. Mine's bigger than the CEO's.
Mm. Yeah, he also paid for all this stuff. So,
not like relative coolness. Like going into Kendrick's office is like going to the Google headquarters. So like the rest
it is,
of the building
but also
can just
I'm
be
an
boring.
Asshole. So when
so,
you
yeah,
go in there, you're
like
oh shit,
Google
no, but like there's a dickhead
it's
in
like
here.
It's like paying a membership to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's how I view all my friendships. Thanks, guys.
Wait,
for being my
what?
Friend and having to deal with me.
I don't pay you.
No, but you have to suffer through me.
Oh, yeah, but I like it. Because if you're an enormous penis.
Take a look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start melting away. Copyright struck.
That's a YouTube thing. We're not on YouTube, but that's fine.
It's all good.
Anyway, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where do we pivot from there?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Did we already grilled you about the Batman, right? On podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
Did we
talk about the Batman on podcast?
Did we?
I think
it's on HBO now. So I figured, like, hey, like
I should watch it again.
Oh, no, man. I mean you probably not if you didn't like it the first time. But
oh, I loved it the first time. It's the best Batman movie I've ever seen.
I wonder if you'll feel different about it when you're at home, like the length.
Oh, no, okay, so I gotta walk that back. I was mostly being bombastic.
Okay.
I just committed to a line, and I couldn't give up on it.
Yeah.
I got a little bored just because it was so long, but it was like, it's like, oh, The steak dinner and champagne and everything was really good, but on the way there, I looked out the window of the limousine and saw someone who looked kind of ugly.
I saw a homeless man that hadn't been removed from the vicinity.
The whole night kind of sucked, I guess. It was like, no, I mean, it was perfect. It was probably the best Batman movie we've ever seen.
I think
I just got thrown off by the pacing.
The only person I know that doesn't like it, and I'll give you three guesses each of who
it is. Could it be Dalton?
It is Dalton. Oh my God! Fucking... Strike one.
I actually was for a second like dead sure, and then as soon as I was about to ask, I was like, "Do I name drop him?"
I 100% know. Is it Dalton?
Okay. Is it Dalton?
I started guessing. One of the Evans brothers wasn't a fan either, but
I don't know. I could see your brother.
I could see Corwin not like having valid criticism, but I think he did.
No, I think he loved it.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Borkman.
I loved it. I have a hard time. I just wish we could tell stories in less than 3 hours these days. That's kind of what I wish for. But
how are you supposed to compete with Endgame if you're not 3 hour movie?
You just write it better. Don't. That's not hard.
There's two big effects I've seen in Hollywood.
It's dope.
Over the last, like, 20 years. One of them I like to call the Nolan effect or the up your own ass effect. And the other one I like to call the long movie effect, which is mostly like the Marvel movies just getting significantly longer and longer because they can get away with it, and other people thinking they can do that too, to no end.
Yeah.
Like, have a 2.5 hour movie, but it's like boring as fuck, right?
Right.
And it's interesting to see like those like types of things happening to movies, especially when they're in those specific genres of like, oh, it's a comic book movie, better not be underneath an hour, like 2.5 hours, or else you're probably not going to sell any tickets.
Yeah, fuck you for not getting your shit together.
And then there's the Sony-verse, which just does whatever they want.
What's the absolute peak of the Nolan effect? What's the worst of the offenders?
One of the movies I think was like pulled into a different genre that had the art house up its own ass syndrome was It Follows, and that had the Nolan effect where like they just had to do everything and leave so many questions and things like that unanswered that you're just like, what the fuck is this movie? Like, and then I mean you have movies that are really long like the Batman, that's the one I was thinking of. For like the long movie effect, but I will say Morbius is 104 minutes long. And it's not that good, but it is 104 minutes long. So by my logic, when I'm like, oh man, I really like horror shorts, and because if I don't like it, I'm done with it quickly.
Right.
Boom, it fits. It's not as long as other Marvel / comic book movies. Therefore, it's hard to be bad, really, really critical of it.
Oh, how about this? Did anyone else watch Everything Everywhere All the Time?
Oh, I have not seen it so yet. Bad.
No, not yet.
No? Oh shit, go fucking see it.
I just haven't had money.
I think you'd love it.
I think you'd love it.
I've heard.
Kevin, you might like it.
I also want to see the unbearable weight of great talent, which is the new Nicolas Cage movie.
Kate, I showed her the poster. She's like, that sounds terrible. I couldn't possibly be interested in that. And then we watched the trailer. She's like, all right, maybe.
I'm interested in that.
It's like, I haven't actually seen too much about the Everything movie, so I don't really know what it's about.
Everyone
keeps saying that it's fucking amazing, so now I'm
catch
I'm
it in a theater
intrigued.
If you can, because they play around with the aspect ratio in a way that I think that watching it in on a small screen would kind of blow.
What's your definition of small?
If you fart loudly, does anyone shush you?
That means it's not a small screen.
Yes.
Okay. So it's less about the screen size, it's more about the audience.
How many inches? That's considered small.
Hold on.
Are you saying that people shush you when you fart? They don't just go, gross, get the fuck away from me. They say,
The question threw me. I didn't know how to answer.
I guess I meant like if I have like a 75-inch TV, do you think it would be okay?
I think a theater experience.
Okay, got it.
Is what I'm saying.
Got it.
Look,
you caused this dumb answer. Not like, fair enough.
The big screen being a place you go where the lights are off and you go watch a movie, and if you have a home theater that good, sure. But
sure,
I think it's worth it. Because also, the Alamo pre-show is great because they talk a lot about Asian cinema.
For some reason, some people I know don't really get the Alamo, and that's fine because there's not everywhere, right? But I'm like, hey, you got to show up early because there's a pre-show, and people like fucking Kevin and Megan just show up whenever they want. Just kidding, Kevin. I don't know if you guys do. I saw, you're just the first person I could think of that might do it because their kids are like running them late.
Pre-shows.
But yeah, no, like,
the Sonic pre-show was a lot of fun because they went over like some old games.
Guess
and,
which one we missed because I'm talking shit about it is a Sonic pre-show because I thought it was 30 minutes later.
Dude, I gotta say the first one of my, I think when we went and saw It Chapter 2 at the Alamo, the pre-show on that actually scared me more so than some of the parts of the actual movie.
Yeah, horror movie prequel shows at Alamo are dope.
Yeah.
Like, they do some really weird shit. Solid. And they're not even, like, so my opinion is they're not even as good as they used to be, because when Alamo was smaller, and I guess I'll be a hipster about it, like, less corporate, there was, like, individuals running each Alamo's pre-shows, right?
Oh, so, like, yeah.
They would have, they would have, like, directors of like, content, and they would put together the pre-shows. And they're still really good, don't get me wrong.
But they're
like,
more generic.
They're more, yeah, they're more like, these are shown at every theater everywhere. Which is great, because it doesn't mean it took off or it was a thing that they wanted to spend in corporate.
No, but I get the vibe. I would say go watch Everything Everywhere All of the Time. I would say that this movie has no audience that I can figure out. And I feel like it can't have been made before Endgame, and it probably wouldn't be as popular after Multiverse of Madness.
Interesting.
Okay.
Like, I think that their take on the multiverse...
It's a Marvel movie? Oh, okay.
No.
No, I thought it was for a second, but
the genre is, there's Asian people in it. That's the best I can do for you, bud.
I'm sold.
It's like a martial arts movie, but it's not.
Have you seen the trailer, Kevin? You should go
watch
the trailer.
No, I haven't watched the trailer.
I'm going to have to go watch the trailer now. I'm going to go look at the trailer.
It's about a woman and her family, and the supernatural circumstances that they find themselves in, and the resolution of that story in three acts.
Cool.
Hmm.
It is delightful. I don't want to analyze it. I don't want to give you too much. It is really weird. It takes a lot from historical Asian cinema and kung fu movies and a lot of the old school stuff. It takes a lot from modern Asian and American experiences. And
it has some like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon people in it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
Michelle
really
Yeoh is like the main character.
Oh,
it's
snap.
Really fucking weird.
Love her.
Is it like Kill Bill?
It makes no real sense. A little bit, but less violent and more fucking weird.
Huh.
Nice.
I think they say in the trailer, so I will say it here if you're going to watch the trailer, it does deal with some multiverse stuff because that's what they say in the trailer. They say
it's very multiverse based in a way that, like, they kind of drop it and you're like, yeah, I know multiverse because we've already heard about Endgame and, like, Marvel and stuff. But I feel like in the next few years, the multiverse shit's going to get played out, and this movie would be too trite. So I think it's currently in a really sweet spot that I adore, and I highly encourage you all to watch it.
Cool. It's funny that you say that, because I love to see a movie that is basically like leaning on an entirely different franchise just because it can, right? Like, they kind of did that in Endgame with time travel. They're like, it's just time travel. Fuck off. We're not going to explain it. And this movie's like, it's multiverse. Just go with it. Like, you're like,
they
cool,
explain
it.
They explain it enough in a hand wavy way where you're like, sure, fine, I'm good. Like, here you go.
That's cool.
And it doesn't follow its own rules. It doesn't really make sense. And the plot doesn't really conclude in a way that's like, whatever. But Dalton liked it. So I don't know. Ooh. He hates everything, right? No. I mean, it's good. It's not something super coherent and like, oh, that all makes sense. That ties up nicely. It's more like an abstract concept.
It's got a guy in it that was in one of my favorite horror movies from last year called Broadcast Signal Intrusion, which is fucking creepy, and you should watch a trailer for, Joe. But that's cool. I'm going to watch it this weekend, I think.
All right.
Send me
the trailer,
I think. Yep.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Next episode is 100% dedicated to everybody's review of this movie. If you don't see it, I'll come to your house and take turns spitting in your mouth and kicking you in the junk.
God.
Also,
damn
we probably
not
need
again.
New band names soon.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Band names a week after that.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.